Unc' Billy Possum escapes. It is very startling to rush into your own storehouse and run right into someone sleeping there as if he owned it. It is enough to make Happy Jack Squirrel lose his temper. And it is very startling to be wakened out of pleasant dreams by having someone suddenly jump on you. It is enough to make Unc' Billy Possum lose his temper. But Unc' Billy Possum is really very good-natured, and when he had gotten over the fright Happy Jack had given him and began to understand that he was in one of Happy Jack's storehouses, all his temper vanished, and presently he began to grin and then to laugh. Now, it always takes two to make a quarrel. And one of the hardest things in the world is to keep cross when the one you are cross with won't keep cross too. Happy Jack tried hard to stay angry, but every time he looked at Unc' Billy Possum's twinkling eyes and broad grin, Happy Jack lost a little of his own temper. Pretty soon, he was laughing just as hard as Unc' Billy Possum. Oh, they laughed together. Finally, they had to stop for breath. "What are you doing in my storehouse, Unc' Billy?" asked Happy Jack when he could stop laughing. Unc' Billy told him that he had gone off to get some fresh eggs for himself, but that Farmer Brown's boy had followed him, and how he had climbed there from another tree so as to leave no tracks in the snow for Farmer Brown's boy to follow.
"But now I want to go to my own home in the big hollow tree way down in the Green Forest, but I can't on account of my tracks in the snow," concluded Unc' Billy mournfully.
Happy Jack put his head on one side and thought very hard. "Why don't you stay right here until the snow goes, Unc' Billy?" he asked.
"Because I specs that my old woman am worried most to death," said Unc' Billy in a mournful voice.
"You're welcome to stay as long as you like, Unc' Billy," said Happy Jack. "You better stay right where you are, and I'll go tell old Mrs. Possum where you are."
Thank you. That is very kind of you, Brer Squirrel. That will be a great help, for it will lift a great load off my mind," said Unc' Billy.
"Don't mention it, Unc' Billy," replied Happy Jack, and started off with the message to old Mrs. Possum.
Now, of course, old Mrs. Possum was very much relieved when she heard that Unc' Billy was safe. But just as soon as she knew that he was safe, she forgot all about how worried she had been. All she thought of was how Unc' Billy had gone to get some fresh eggs to put in his own stomach and left her to take care of herself and eight baby possums.
"Y'all tell Unc' Billy Possum that I done got other things to bother about more than a worthless, no-count possum what don't take care of his family,"
she said crossly, and hurried into the house to see that the eight little possums were properly tucked in bed. Happy Jack started back, and he knew perfectly well that when Unc' Billy got home, he would get a great scolding. Then all of a sudden, Happy Jack thought of a way for Unc' Billy to get home without waiting until the snow melted away. What do you suppose gave Happy Jack his idea? Why, a tiny little snowflake that hit Happy Jack on the end of his nose. He hurried back to the hollow tree where Unc' Billy was hiding.
"Hello, Unc' Billy. You can go home tonight," he shouted.
"What's that yo say, Brer Squirrel?" he said. "I don't see as the snow has gone away, and your tracks are powerful plain to see, and I makes bigger tracks than yo, Brer Squirrel. I do indeed."
"Just look up in the sky, Unc' Billy," said Happy Jack.
Unc' Billy looked. The sky was full of dancing snowflakes. They got in his eyes and clung to his whiskers.
"I don't see anything but more snow, and you know I don't like snow," he said. "What you driving at, Brer Squirrel?"
Happy Jack laughed.
"Why, it's just as simple as can be, Unc' Billy," he cried. "Just as soon as it's dark, you start for home. It's going to snow all night, and in the morning there won't be any tracks. The snowflakes will have covered them all up."
Unc' Billy grinned. "I believe yo' all right, Brer Squirrel. I believe yo' all right."
And Happy Jack was right, for Unc' Billy got safely home that very night. And the next morning, when Farmer Brown's boy visited the Green Forest, there wasn't a footprint to be seen anywhere. So Unc' Billy Possum learned how easy it is to get into trouble and how hard to get out of it.